A receivable from the state of Illinois as of November 15th, as of Monday, and there's been no change since then. $384 million is owed to the University of Illinois. $11 million of that is coming from fiscal year 2010, still owed from 2010, and the rest of it being billings for back to July of this year. I would say that also we also have not received any MAP money yet. We expect to would receive as much as $30 million this semester, and we have not received any MAP money from ISAC yet, financial aid from the state that is part of that the appropriation. If you look at the next, this is just, again, our comparison that we have from year to year. You can see the deterioration of this, of the situation. Again, $120 million owed from by the state to us at the end of fiscal year 2009, $280 million owed to the university at the end of 2010. And again, what I think that we're looking at right now, based on those November 15th numbers, that we're running nominally behind as far as the cash flow from the state this year compared to last year's situation. As far as tuition, looking at tuition, this is basically a graph of 5 years, the budgets for tuition, but particularly focusing on the last 2 years, basically the collections, the billing and collections of tuition. Essentially, half of this has been billed. Roughly half has been billed for fiscal years 2011, in comparison to the same time last year for 2010. As you can see, that for this year we've billed $409 million and we've collected $392 million. So you can see the collections are very good. We've basically been seeing this on a continuous basis with regard to tuition. The small green boxes there are essentially that's the MAP money that I referred to as far as the 2 years that and roughly $30 million to be expected. Take a look at where we use the state money. And when I say state money in this category, state and tuition dollars, where it's used. And when I talk about state, I'm talking about the appropriation as well as payments on behalf. Payments on behalf for purposes of retirement and for health care from the state. And the takeaway clearly is that the state and tuition dollars are used for instruction. That's the primary use for the state dollars. Again, almost 42% of this, just the state appropriation, goes to the instructional budget for the university. And you can see that the majority of the other state monies are really going to the support efforts for the academy, for instruction in the areas of O&M, the libraries, and things of that sort. So that's, again, the significant portion of support from the state is going towards the instructional mission of the university. We're going to try to break this out between how much is state and how much is tuition, but it's basically becomes a little bit of a ratioing, you know, so hopefully we're going to refine this. Looking at competition, looking at the comparison of our average faculty salaries most recently reported compared to our tier one private research institutions. The report here is that now our separation for the Urbana campus is almost $29,000 is the average salary differential between at Urbana and that of the private institution, and almost $36,000 at UIC would be the separation. Now, when we're comparing to these, you know, these private research institutions, we're talking about schools like USC, Yale, Princeton, University of Chicago, Northwestern. Those type of institutions are being as part of the comparison, so I think that that's important to keep in consideration. If you look at the comparison of faculty salaries to the Big Ten, again, I would just really using the main campus comparisons for purposes of for this chart. Clearly, you have a Northwestern up at the front. $134,000 is an average salary consistent with the previous chart. Next in line is $115,000 at Michigan, and then you have a cluster of Ohio State, Penn State, Illinois at $103,000 as being the average salary for faculty. Again, this is most recent information from 2010. Then following that is Minnesota at about 100,000, and moving all the way down to Nebraska is the last at 92 at the far end. So you can see the spread. For information purposes, the University at UIC, we're looking at an average salary of about 95,000 for faculty, and at in Springfield is about $64,000. We operate under the guaranteed tuition program. I think it's just worth a couple of seconds to go over the guaranteed tuition program. This is a program that was put in place by the state legislature half a dozen years ago. The idea was basically to provide predictability to the parents and students going to public universities in Illinois, so for their educational costs. It only applies to undergraduate students and for a four-year guarantee. However, there was this recent state law passed that guaranteed for the fifth and sixth year that the next year's cohort, that would be the tuition used for the fifth and sixth year for purposes of guaranteed tuition. It does not include fees or room and board in setting this, of this guaranteed tuition for undergraduates only. If you look at this very quickly, the mechanics of how it works, if you look at the red line, if you had an annual increase, Trustee Soto asked a very interesting question. You were right on, by the way, as far as your question yesterday. But if you look at the red line, if we just did an annual rate, and I would use basically our 9.5% last year, our 9.5% four-year guarantee, which was 3.7% annual, and you were to take that red line and every year basically start at the starting point, multiply that point by 1.037 and multiply that product the next year by 1.037 and continue to do that for 4 years, add up those 4 years, it would be the same as the blue line where you basically just elevate it to that level in the first year, and those 4 years across it would be exactly the same. So for purposes of just how the mechanics work, that's trying to simplify it without using everybody's Texas instrument. Very quickly, where we stand right now, as far as where we with tuition, very quickly at Urbana, we're looking at about on an annual basis about $10,400 is tuition at Urbana for this year, for this academic year. We're looking at about $9,100 at Chicago at UIC, about $8,100 at this is just for tuition at UIS. Important to talk about the financial aid and again affordability. Basically, what this means to somebody paying a tuition to the University of Illinois and how much they do pay. We'll go on to the this slide really talks about who pays the sticker price at the University of Illinois by campus. I would say that first of all, that if you look back 5 years, this would pretty much be the representation you would get for the last 5 years at the University of Illinois by the campuses, except maybe in 2006 when there was additional MAP money, basically additional financial aid money that came to the university. But if you look at this this document at Urbana, 54% are paying the full price of tuition to come to Champaign. In Chicago, it's 43% are paying full price, and in Springfield, it's more like 33% are paying full price. In Champaign, 14% are not paying, are not paying anything, zero. In Chicago, 39% are paying zero, and in Springfield, about 30%. The question becomes, where do the resources come from to make up that difference between the full sticker price and these different levels? And we'll move on to the next slide. One of the key ingredients is our supplemental financial aid. 10 years ago, the board realized that the funding from the state, the financial aid funding through MAP and ISAC was not enough for purposes, and instituted a supplemental financial aid for students attending the University of Illinois. Right now, for this academic year, we estimate that the total supplemental financial aid will be $45.1 million. The $45.1 million, it's sourced from essentially it's against tuition, against the tuition increase. So when we talk about tuition, we talk about a gross, and then there's a net amount after we take supplement financial aid. There's also, we charge for financial aid purposes, supplemental financial aid purposes, we also charge against the fees, the library and IT fee, and also the AFMA fee, the maintenance fee that we charge against that. Simply what happens is that as the tuition goes up, whatever, if there's a percentage increase in that tuition, that basically is the relative formulaic value that basically increases the pool for supplemental financial aid at each of the campuses. And then the campuses do have the opportunity, if they are in a position to supplement it, they can do that. The allocation is different from campus to campus, I think, you know, you would say that of this, you know, essentially that Chicago probably bears more of the on a ratio basis of the supplemental financial aid in a comparative basis. If you look at the rest of the sources of main sources of aid to university students, the big components we've talked about the $162 million in total of aid and Pell, MAP, ISAC monies, financial aid, state financial aid monies, and supplemental aid. Again, supplemental aid for 2011, $45 million. Pell is the red, is the about $63 million and is coming to the university in Pell. You can see that between 2009 and 2010, that red box gets bigger because essentially the Pell grants, the average Pell grant increased about $1,000. Most students, they're basically in a financial position to take advantage of Pell or taking advantage of it, and it's really driving that amount. The last has been pretty static is the amount of MAP money, the state money that comes to us, about $54 million, $55 million has come to us in recent years in financial aid, and that's represented by the blue. Again, as I said, you know, there's been a full appropriation like for this fiscal year, like last fiscal year for financial aid, but again, we have not seen any of that cash yet. I think to summarize, just to set the stage again for our decision process coming up, is that we are continuing to face a diminished support from the state, and that this is something we're going to have to live with and deal with as we go forward across the whole spectrum of the university. We continue to basically have our eye on the competition for top faculty and retaining top faculty, and the concern to retain top faculty and remain competitive. I think it's important to note that again, and hope that we keep this at least these ratios, that at least half of the undergraduates are receiving some form of financial aid or merit-based aid for attending the University of Illinois, and that we've increased this, and we will continue to increase the amount of supplemental financial aid as we go into the future. So. I think that what I wanted to do is just set the stage, you know, for the situation we face, and as we look at making maybe a tuition decision as early as you know, is our January meeting. Who knows? You know, I just wanted to set that stage.
Any questions for Vice President Norton? Yes.
I would just like to clarify what I touched on in the committee meeting before. I actually just worked it out over here.
and you are correct.
I just want to just kind of point out to my fellow board members and to anybody here is that if the one-time 9.5% increase in tuition would be a forever accounting for the four-year tuition guarantee. Never needs to be that high again in order to account for inflation. Any increase on that would account. So if there would just be an inflationary increase upon the new base, it would account for that inflation already for the 4 years. So basically, if you had a student that started in that year with if you started with $100, you had 109.5, and you had another student starting at the same time without the tuition guarantee with a regular inflationary increase, yes, those would be exactly identical. But if the second student started in the next year and you increase another 9.5% on the base, there would end up actually being, over the total cost of his college, a 5% increase instead of the inflationary 3.7% increase. And that cost would only extrapolate further and further as you keep doing this, till eventually you're getting year three, the kid's experiencing a 10% or 15% increase versus the person in the year before them. So if we are considering a tuition increase, anything above an inflation rate would actually truly be above an inflation rate increase for a year, the next year's students.
Thank you, Mr. Mathematician. yes, Pam.
Walt, there's one other thing just in terms of a stage setting point, and I think it came out, there's been a lot of reporting in the Chronicle and, you know, just general media about tuition increases all over the country. Am I remembering